אנחנו בשיעור בנושא יום הכיפורים, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן
המקור. We are in a lesson on the topic of Yom Kippur. We are going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 5.
בתת כותרת ימי סליחות וכפרת עוונות, קטע מספר 5, כותב הרבש.
Excerpt number 5, רבש writes, because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it, therefore he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him the strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason, meaning to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator.
שוב קטע חמש.
Again, excerpt 5. Because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it, to blemish it, therefore he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him the strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason, meaning to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator.
Yes,
no questions. Oh yeah, please.
Why is it called forgiveness when he asks for strength to go to work above reason?
Because I guess before that he did something that didn't cause a correction. That's why he's asking for forgiveness. And now he's going to correct it.
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
A similar question. How does forgiveness help in receiving the power to overcome?
That he's aware he made a mistake, let's say. He admits it. And then he corrects that mistake.
In other words, the mistake that happened, a person caused a mistake that he couldn't overcome?
Yep.
Yes.
If there's no one else besides him, then what mistake is there?
There was always that question, if none else besides him. But if none else besides him, so the Creator sends all kinds of things to a person makes mistakes upon them, and then he deserves a punishment. The punishment is actually a correction.
So I need to take the responsibility on myself that I made a mistake, I blemished?
Yes. Yeah, that's why it's called forgiveness. Yes, Owen.
It is written, he asks the Creator to give him the strength to overcome.
Yeah.
What kind of force is it?
The force to overcome is the own will to receive.
To be able to do what?
Be able to overcome and do opposite forces from the will to receive.
Come on.
Excerpt number 6, Rabash writes, if he is willing to do things only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, or is he willing to work for the Creator only to a small extent, meaning that, God forbid, he should blemish self-love, or else he will not be able to do anything. It therefore follows that then is the time when he can see the truth, his true measure of faith in the Creator. On this he can see that all the sins stem only from this reason, by receiving preparation and qualification when he comes to ask the Creator to forgive his sins. He can assume the true measure of the flaw, meaning in what way he has blemished the glory of the King, and he will know what to ask of the Creator, meaning what sins he has sinned and which he must correct, so as not to sin again. Again, excerpt 6. If he is willing to do things for the sake of the Creator, only for the sake of the Creator, and not for his own sake, or is he willing to work for the Creator only to a small extent, meaning that, God forbid, he should blemish self-love, or else he will not be able to do anything. It therefore follows that then is the time when he can see the truth, his true measure of faith in the Creator. From this, he can see that all the sins stem only from this reason, by receiving preparation and qualification. When he comes to ask the Creator to forgive his sins, he can assume the true measure of the flaw, meaning in what way he has blemished the glory of the King, and he will know what to ask of the Creator, meaning what sins he has sinned and which he must correct so as not to sin again.
נגיד אדם נמצא בשיעור בוקר ומחליט שהוא מוכן לעשות מעשים אך ורק לתועלת השם ולא לתועלת.
Let's say a person is in the morning lesson and he decides to do things only for the Creator and not for himself. He goes out to the day and he discovers that he can do it only very small things so he wouldn't blemish self-love. So how does joy help him connect and come to a state where he is willing to work only for the sake of the Creator?
You're asking me, what am I, a judge?
He explains the process here. He says that if he discovers that he should not, God forbid, blemish self-love, then he understands that this is the source of all his sins, only this reason, and this gives him the preparation and qualification when it comes to ask of the Creator to forgive his sins. So, how does pardon? Well, first of all, what is the preparation here? What is the preparation for the pardon, the forgiveness?
He checks what he did before. Then he scrutinizes what was okay, what wasn't okay. He organizes his relation towards the Creator, towards what the Creator did to him, and what he did as a response. And then he organizes his forgiveness.
What is the pardon here in this process?
It's that he sees, compared to what he did, compares it to what he should have done.
So, what is the difference between forgiveness or pardon and a request or a prayer?
It's one of the actions that a person scrutinizes himself, critiques himself, and turns to the Creator to forgive him. We know that from our life. And by this, he overcomes above the actions he did.
Forgive him for what?
On what he thinks that he wasn't okay.
Let's say a person thinks he's not okay because he's not turning to the Creator.
Yeah.
So he plans to turn to the Creator all day, and he sees that he's not turning to the Creator.
Yeah.
The following day, makes conclusions. The following day, he decides to turn to the Creator. And at the end of the day, he still doesn't turn to the Creator, and so on for a while. How can forgiveness help him correct the situation?
But there's no forgiveness because he didn't turn to the Creator.
So what does he do?
If he will turn to the Creator and ask for forgiveness, for not taking the Creator into any account, he's not taking him into account, right? So that's already the beginning of repentance. He's already turning to the Creator. What's repentance? It comes from the word in Hebrew to return, meaning he starts returning, turning to that same upper source. And by that, gradually, the closeness to the Creator is being revealed.
And this will bring him?
It will bring him to contact that he starts asking.
Allah.
Next.
No.
אנחנו נעבור לתת נושא הבא, חטאים ועבירות.
I'm going to move to the next excerpt. Excerpt number 7.
ויש לשאול.
In the topic sins and transgressions, excerpt 7. For a sin we sinned against you with evil inclination. We should ask, but all the transgressions come from the evil inclination. We should interpret that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination instead of there is none else besides him. If a person is unworthy, he is thrown out from above. This comes by clothing in the will to receive called the evil inclination. This is the meaning of, for the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Meaning that the Creator created him this way, since the will to receive is the actual vessel, except it must be corrected.
Again,
Exhibit 7. For a sin was sinned against you with evil inclination. We should ask, but all the transgressions come from the will, from the evil inclination. We should interpret that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination. Instead of, there is none else besides him. If a person is unworthy, he is thrown out from above. This comes by clothing in the will to receive, called the evil inclination. This is the meaning of, for the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, meaning that the Creator created him this way. Since the will to receive is the actual vessel, except it must be corrected.
The sinner.
Okay.
Ken, Ilan.
Yes, Ilan.
Rav, מה זה סליחה?
Rav, what is סליחה, forgiveness?
There's an action that a person can activate, and by that, repent for his sins.
And what is the sin?
That he made a mistake, something not good towards the Creator, and he's asking for forgiveness, and he's forgiven.
But he created it. He created that state.
Correct. But who performed the sin? Man.
It's the result of creation, of what he created.
Yeah, so.
So if I connect the first article which you read in the first part to what is happening now and to this question, then I understand that there's no point in asking for forgiveness. We should ask him to correct what he broke, what he created.
By you asking for forgiveness, by this, you put yourself before the Creator, and you admit that you are the created being, that everything that happens is done by the Creator, but still, along with that, you understand your place.
So what's the point in asking for forgiveness if I know that I have no chance? To forgive me for what? For committing a sin again? So he, the minute he lets go of the rope a little bit of the leash, I will run to the same place.
No, you gradually learn. And by this, you come closer to the Creator.
I only feel like I'm moving on to the next pain. I'm not getting closer to the Creator. I'm moving to the next failure.
No, from these failures, you learn.
So there's a correction in the failure?
There is a correction.
I saw that this excerpt is cut off from a part called the affliction of the Shechina. I feel like there is a result from it.
Not only if you do something bad, but you do something bad and you understand and feel that you did something bad. There's two things. One is doing it. Two is admitting it.
Right. So let's say I jump from the roof, my bones will break and it will hurt me. Here, it's like I have to ask forgiveness and atonement for not asking the Creator, for not being with Him, for all my desires to be for the sake of the Creator. But it doesn't really hurt me. What is this vessel, which is called the sorrow of the Shekhinah, in which I feel pain?
When you feel pain in what a person invites in the Creator.
How does the 10 become the vessel in which I see results? Or am I not supposed to look for results there?
Yes, of course, yes. You were a child once. You also obviously caused your parents all kinds of problems and trouble. And now you're asking for forgiveness about that. Back then you couldn't.
So there's a place, it's like the whole world asks for itself, forgive me, help me, all kinds of things like that. Is there something a little higher than that? When we move to the vessel of connection, the 10, and on this, we should feel sorrow?
If we are asked together, all of us, so it's forgiven. Yeah?
Thank you.
Last one.
Can we watch over the friends so they don't fall into the will to receive?
Yes.
How?
Feel yourselves all together, pray each one for everyone else, and in that way you won't fall.
Ask for what? For them.
Ask to understand what the Creator wants of you. And how you can be close to Him. We'll talk about it.
No.
Thank you.
Dudi.
Okay. Dudi.
What
else do we have?
We have an announcement, the broadcast today at 12 afternoon lesson with Dr. Luckman live. We'll end with a song.
המקום הכי נכון לאט לאט נפתח אל החברים ומתוך נושאת תפילה עבור רבים לב טהור תן בקרבי לב אוהב לב אמיתי לב טהור